So that's what you had with committing suicide by fasting 12 on Yom Kippur. And that's right, it's a one time for me. Yeah. So we're on Daf Dalet. I think we got up to Daf Dalet already, didn't we? Barnett, do you know what we're up to?
No.
Mimishvishu Kodim La'Omer. Should be in the middle of Daf Dalet Amid Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. Mimishvishu Kodim La'Omer. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Mimishvishu Kodim La'Omer Ha'Omer Matir. For as long as the Hashasha of the new grain is before the Omer, the Omer is matir to, you don't have to wait till next year's Omer. Mashenkin, if it was before, if the Omer was brought before the Hashrasha, so then it's not matir. Fine. When we say Kodem la'Omer, what does it mean? Does it mean the actual Hakrova to Omer? Shudyona Omer Kodem la'Hava'a. It means before the bringing of the Omer is matir. What exactly that sure is, we'll see. Rav Yosi Omer, Kodim L'Ktira. It has to be mushrish before we cut the Omer. Yeah, well, let's see. Omer Rav Yona Hava'a, Materet L'Hava'a, and Ktira, Materet L'Ktira. So it says like this. If you bring the Omer, then you can actually go ahead and bring it to be eaten. In other words, you can eat hava'a in the sense of that it's completed. But if you were kosher the omer, that ketiras ha'omer before the hava'a is also matir chodesh, in that normally you're not allowed to be kosher before the omer. Once the omer is katur, even though it's not brought, you can go ahead and be kosher. So whatever was mushrash before hava'a, the Hava'a is matir, even though it was mashrish after Ketira, because there's a separate heter of the Hava'a to Omer as opposed to the Ketira to Omer.
Does the
first thing
take a couple of days?
You talked
about from the time you planted
it? From the time you planted, yeah, that's the question. What things? 3 days, 30 days?
Isn't it like 12 hours between the cutting it and the night?
It could be, sure. Omer of Yossi, who is a Ketira, Ketira materes hava'a uktira. That the ketira is matir everything, even ba'achila. Even though it says aretz ha'mayom hazeh. Okay, so I mean, we had already our machlokas before, whether it's the day of the omer or it's the actual hakrova to omer, whatever the hava'a means is I mean that way the machlokas through the Yochanan and Chizkiya. That's a separate machlokes, which we're taking for granted over here, that would be what the Hava'a is. But over here, the Ketira, which takes place before, so he holds that the Ketira is even matir before the Aretz HaMayom HaZeh. That's included in Aretz HaMayom HaZeh. And he doesn't hold of the shot we said before, that Aretz HaMayom HaZeh means at the time that it's really actually be matir. And he also doesn't hold, because he knows that Ah does not mean Ah Vavichlal, the way we were learning, it's the end of the day. In which case, from the time of the Ketira, which is the night before, it's also Mutter. Even though it says in the Torah, Ad Haviyachem, it's a Ma'akit. Sorry? And it's just L'chatchiva, it's not Ma'akit. Okay, so in other words, he understands the whole concept of Mishikar Ha'omer as meaning from not Mamish to be ma'akev, but that's the proper way to do it. But as long as the Hashrash was before the Ketira, the Avad, we're not going to say you have to wait another year. Look, I'll be the Shira of determining when it is. You can rely on the Iker Hadin. Lefum came, so according to what he was saying now, Rabbi Yossi, that Ketira is matir, the Ketira of Hava, the question is like this. Rabbi Yossi, having, let's just say, Kotzel Rami, the Mitzvah, Chozer Hayokid, the Yisuro. Turns out now that if you went ahead, you were Kotzer the owner to bring it to the Rami. So now everybody is on Mutter to do his own Ketira. Now it became tamei, in which case we need a new ktira. We don't have our grain to bring for the omer. Shall we say now that the individual who was previously mutter now becomes usher because now it turns out the ktira was bottom of the bottom? So, or do we say that, okay, but that ktira was the ktira that you were supposed to do? Now, the truth is that this is also meaningful a question according to Rabbi Yonah. It's not only a question according to Rabbi Yossi, because he also disputed my ktira. But since, I mean, Rabbi Yossi went so far as to say that even matter of law, so we're asking already that, you know, if you hold it matter everything, how far would you go?
Sorry, I didn't know there was a
ktira. Yes, there's
a ktira. So that issue of the chachamim.
Shalom, this is chachamim. It's just an issue. This is another lashon. Rabbi Yaina Amar, according to this lashon, Rabbi Yonah is the one who holds Ksira, and Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds Havah. So this is lashon beis without even warning us. So Rabbi Yaina Amar Kodam Ksira, Rabbi Yossi Amar Kodam Havah. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Milse de Kahana Messiah. But what we learn over here from the Kahana is a riot to me that Ksira is what's definitive. Because the Kahana Omar, the Unitakriz Milchat Bikurim La Hashem, Zu Bikurim. They learn like this. How do we know that Hashrosha is defined, that Hashrosha is the thing that defines the Heter, and that it doesn't have to be grown mamish? Because it says by the Minchas HaOmer, Ki Takriz Minchas Bikurim. And it says over here that it's Bikurim, which means Bikurim Mamish. Zu Bikira, Acheret Bo Bikira. So it's a Minchas Bikurim, which implies this is the only part of the grain that is already Bikur, that's already ready to be brought. And there's plenty of other Tfuah out there that was not Bikur, it's not ripe yet. And nonetheless, it says that that's the grain that is being matir. So you see this being matir, even things that are not ready to be eaten. Hagat mechal. So now, consider yourself. Is this afilu atavim? Are we talking about over here, no matter what state that it's in? Because it doesn't tell us what that shear is. So if it's not telling us what this shear is, so then afilu hashrasha, or embol matir. I mean, the Chorah, at any stage at all, without Bikur, as long as it's there, it's with Rash, it's with Matra. So, lo kodem l'ksira, anu kayamim, it says kitakrim. Where do we say kitakrim? Well, right now, what are we talking about over here? Kitakrim is you're coming out to be Kotzer. We're talking about Mechaz Bikurim. So you see from here, this is my raya. I'm saying I derive from the Kahana drasha that I'm right. Because it's talking about now you're standing in front of the Bikurim. And you want now to bring it, Kitakrim. So that sounds to me like you're about to do the Ketira, which means that the Hashrasha is Mutar based on the time of the Ketira. So this very same drasha that shows us that the Omer is growing and ready to be harvested, and it's matir the grains that are not ready to be harvested, also implies that it's the harvesting itself that is important. So it's not 100% the right to me, but it's misaini, I believe. Furthermore, the Odmin out of the Tani, Hamenachek, somebody who is weeding out the bad and other useless weeds in his field, and it's now the 13th of Nisan. And now accidentally, Nitlash Hakelach Biado, he tears out one of the stalks of grain. He could stick it back in. How is that? Shotlova Mokomatina, Avalova Mokom Hagrit. You should stick it back into the ground in a place where the ground is damp. And over there, since it's the 13th, and it takes 3 days for Hashrasha, it will be Nishrash again. And therefore, when the Omer is brought on the 16th, the Omer will be matre. But don't put it into greed, where over there it's dry, and there, as we saw before, it doesn't take root in 3 days. It takes longer to take root in an area that's greed. So if you put it into the tina, you have a rekad shloshata, 14, or 15, and mitzvah yom kikulo. It's sufficient that some of the day, even though I don't have the entire 13th, because I mean obviously I'm in the middle of the day when I'm doing this job. It doesn't say it has to be the first thing in the morning. But then it's the yom kikulo. And we go according to Rashi. But if you're going to tell me that we're talking about Hava'ah, then you could have said this even on the 14th. Because you would have the 14th, 15th, and the 16th. And then you could have said the 16th is also Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. So why did it say over your doctor on the 13th? So you see that it's got to be that I'm right. And this is a riot to me. Rabbi Yossi, Mitzvah Rabbi Zina, well, I also have a riot. From what Rabbi Zina said, it's a riot to me that you go according to the Hava'a and not according to the Ketira. Why? The Rabbi Zina, the Patriarch Adam Atmita, the Makom Shinazu Shalalasot, Melacha Biharba'a. He says that the reason that it says over here, Amenachesh, the Yud Gimel, instead of Amenachesh, the Shalalasot, is because it happens to be talking about a case where there were no Agnatsi Malach and Erev Pesach, which is the 14th. So the Mela didn't want to talk about where somebody was doing Kitzur. So it talks about a case of the 13th. So you see that according to Rabbi Zina, it could just as easily have said the 14th. The only reason it didn't say the 14th was because it didn't pass to say the 14th because it's also the Malach. You only have 2 days if you go according to the Hashrasha and the Ketira. It must be that you go according to Hashrasha and the Hava, which is just 3 days. Except that we don't say the case. Like I say, because the Ravina, not like you say, because the case doesn't work if you go according to the Ketira. You could have also said that the din was Ba'ar Ba'ar Asar. It's something about even on the Arba'ah side. No, wait. Lobetalush? I mean, where was the minute? I mean, Lobetalush? Shemabu Mechuba? Were they saying that they were noise heter also on Mechuba? So, I mean, if that's the case, then we're talking about even in a place with a Nogulasot Mechuba. If you're talking about Mechuba, everybody is going to be Mechuba. That's for sure. So the Korah, it should have been the same whether you know or you're not knowing. Ashkestani, Malkom Shnagel Asot Malakha B'Talush Hosim Asivu B'Mukubah. And we found a place where it says, Taka, that they were on Malik to be Matur even Avodah B'Mukubah. And that explains Ravina, Rav Avina. Rav Avina said, based on that, that the reason that it has to be talking about a case Shnagel Shalol Asot Malakha was because there are places that were not less of Malachi than Mekubah, but we were shocked because even without Ravina, by definition, going ahead and being Menachet should have been Asher. That's what we thought. We found that that's not true. The Ravina is going according to those sheets. So if you don't have Hashrashah, then you're going to have to wait for another year in order to be able to match the Chodash on the things that you planted. There was a Sha'ar. Ma'u Shiavia Omer Mehen. These things that were planted before that Akrovat Omer, the year before, can I use them to be the Omer that is Matir, the other Tua? So do I say that, look, I mean, the bottom line is that they matured in the year previous. So they come before Rosh Hashanah of this year. Does that matter? Or that is the Omer, the Iker is supposed to be brought to the Tzvuah Chadash of this year. And it's Masher, even the Tzvuah that was Masherish after the Omer of the previous year. But still, you have to bring it from this year. Or do we say, well, whatever is going to be mutter from the Omer should be able to be used for the Omer. What do I care? So this is the Tzvuah that was fresh, right now. So I should be able to use it, and we might do all the other tools in order to make. No, didn't. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that's unimportant, but I have it now. Yeah, maybe I had to take it out before it shouldn't be missed, but I don't know. Yeah, but maybe something about where he didn't. So that's my question. If Shiloh Mark Chodak v'yoshan in termi m'maitzvim mizalze. The atom are also, I understand, what's your atom here? Even when it comes to God being meister, you're not even allowed to meister, which is not, has not been in really defined by Chodash and Yashar. I mean, Chodash and Yashar is really a function of the year's grain. Meister isn't a function of the year's grain, but nonetheless, you cannot take off from one year on the other, and that's dependent by what grew or shlish before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah. But what, you have a havin in there? That Chodesh v'yoshan, which is the ultimate definition of a year, right? So your havin in there, I could use the Yitzhuah Yishamah v'imah to the Tzvah Chodesha. It doesn't make sense to me. Okay, boom. Hare sharmim. Hare hitzmim ba'ona. What are you saying? That anything that is mutter to the owner comes and is mater. Is that true? All of the chamesh tamim are usher. You're allowed to bring chitim for the omer? You tell me, anything that is going to be mitzvah or omer, you can bring with the omer. That's your havamina. What kind of crazy havamina is like that? So according to that, you can bring an omer from chitim. The new chitim. Yes, matzah all chodesh. Any of the chamesh tamim is bring matzah. So obviously there's no relationship between the grain that you bring mat and the grain that you bring the omer from.
How do you justify that? Because you can bring
omer. You're saying if I'm going to be matter these sa'orim from the year before, why can't I bring the sa'orim? What kind of logic is that? And if I'm going to be matter the chitim, why can't I bring chitim for the omer? It's the same logic. No, it's not the same logic. I mean, loy mamet b'shara, I mean, the truth is other minim are really not mutter. Because you cannot bring Shalom Koshru Lamincha Ta'omer. You can't really use the other minim for the mincha itself. So in that sense, they're not hutar. But the Sa'orim, which is hutar now for the Beit HaMikdash, for the mincha Ta'omer itself, there should be included any type of Sa'ora. Ta'omer B'Sa'orim, Shakoshru Lamincha Ta'omer. Chavraya B'Shem Rebel Azir. It says Reishis Kefirah Chalos Self Kefirah, and ultimately it was obvious to him. He said it himself, Rabbi Lord, that if the Torah says Reishis Kefirah, then of course it can't mean the end of last year's Kefirah. Why would the Torah be marking on Reishis Kefirah? So that's out. Rabbi Lazar Bikurim Tim Elu Bikurim. It calls it Bikurim, and these are not Bikurim. It says Minchas Bikurim. Okay, so how can you call this a Bikurim? They're the oldest things around. They're not the Bikurim. Is there any difference between the two drushes? Manatik Bibinehon. Is it not mean if I learn it out from Reishis Kefiracha or Bikurim? Isn't that the same thing? What the document will be is of our behavior. I'll die to the Chavraya Kosha. I'll die to the Rabbi Zeira Kosha. If you learn it out of the Chavraya from Reishis, over there, it's repeated twice. Because it says Reishis Kefircha, and it also says Me'akel Karnesh Kakama. And Me'akel is also Reishis. So that means that we have the Lashon Reishis, Shana Lavakatuv La'akev. Repeated it with Bima'akev and Midi'evet. Ma'ashen, according to Rabbi Zera, learns out from Bikurim. There's only one place that the Torah calls it Bikurim. And there, that would only be L'katila, L'mitzvah. But where does it say it's Ma'akev? So according to this, if you went ahead and you brought the Mincha Ta'omer from last year's thing, B'di'avad, it would be kosher. Because it's Lo Shana L'Rakatuv La'akev. And it doesn't say Chuk on it anymore. Now, Divrei Chachamim, Rabbi Yisrael Yvon, Rabbi Yisrael Yvon, Rabbi Yisrael Yvon, Rabbi Yisrael Yvon, Rabbi Rosh Hashanah. Avol imi v'yushlish la'ak Rosh Hashanah. Ha'omer b'amihim. According to the Chachamim, they hold, if these things, when we say the Omer cannot be brought, all these people that said the Omer can't be brought to them, that's only if they actually write them before Rosh Hashanah. But if they didn't write them, no, in Rosh Hashanah got me meister and so on, yeah. So in other words, when we say the Omer, you can't be makor the omer, the tzavka, if they were full-fledged tua from the previous year, because then it's minah kodesh al hayashin. But the fact that they were makor doesn't make them full tua. It's not that short, it's important. It has to be that when it's got a shlish, if they were Nisgado Shlish after Rosh Hashanah, even if they were Mushrash before Rosh Hashanah, then they're not considered to be the Tzua Yashana. In this person considered to be the Tzua Kadosh. Because it's the same reason as the Kadosh for Maitha. It's the new year.
I lost the point. When is it the Tzua Kadosh before?
Right, there's two separate things. It's two totally different issues here. You're asking a question on whether the concept of Chodesh HaYoshin is dependent in the year. And that's Rosh Hashanah. Then there's a din of Chodesh HaYoshin that's dependent on whether it grew before the Omer. The growing before the Omer is dependent in Hashurasha. But if you have a problem, you were trying to make a Kaf HaChomer from Maitre, where the Torah says, you may have Tevel. There may be Tevel from 2 years that have exactly the same chiyuvim, from the first year and the second year. You're not allowed to be mafresh from 1 year on the other. Even though that's not the ikar, it's part of the deal. So year two, you're claiming it's part of the deal. Fine. So then the criteria that makes it yoshen v'chadash isn't the tvur yoshen, tvur chadash, isn't the heter of chadash v'yoshen, which depends on the owner. It's dependent on Rosh Hashanah and being defined as a separate year. So over there, even if it was Mushrash before Rosh Hashanah, let's say, we don't have an objection to that. You know, don't confuse yourself. Ashurash was in terms of whether the Omer is Mashur. See, the Omer wasn't Mashur. Fine. Now I planted an Elul. And it's Mushrash before Rosh Hashanah, but it wasn't this God of Shlish at the last of Rosh Hashanah. So over there, is it considered to be this year's Tzua or previous year's Tzua? This year's Tzua. Because the Hashurash was only important in terms of the heter of Kodesh, but not in terms of defining which year's Tzua it is. It's very simple. So that's what they're signing. So who cares if it was Mushrash before? Why not? It's this year's Tzua. I thought it was Mushrash before. Why would that be? Why would Hashurash define the year of the Tzua? Hashurash defines its relationship to the Omer, but it's way after the Omer already. The Omer wasn't Mashur. Good.